Your voice in Gloucester, 104.1 FM Buckets Radio, and we just heard some great music there from Evermore. Really enjoy that track, Running. And the Women's National Cricket League season is up and running, and it is going to be a fairly tightly contested competition this year. New South Wales are hoping to make it 10 consecutive Women's National Cricket League titles, but there's some stiff competition this year, and I suspect that Queensland and Victoria will be pushing very hard to make their claim for the title, though the ACT provided us an upset over the weekend, beating the highly fancied Victorian Spirit down in Canberra on Saturday. Let's run you through the results. We had WA taking on Tasmania in Perth, with Western Australia winning that one by 5 wickets. As I said, the ACT Meteors picked up a 6-wicket win over the Vic Spirit, and Queensland and New South Wales played a very tense encounter, and that's the game we're going to feature here on the show this week. It was Queensland batting first, and they were 9 for 248 off their 50 overs, and the skipper, Jodie Fields, stuck on 99 not out. We all remember the 100 she made in the WNCL final a few years back, not able to quite get the 100 there on the weekend, but helped set up a very impressive total for the home side. Mooney at the top of the order making 57 as well. Very impressive stuff from her. It was Sarah Coit taking the bowling on as 4 for 35. Elise Perry picked up 2 wickets as well, 2 for 40 from her 7 overs. And in reply, New South Wales relied on some cool heads. They relied on some good partnerships, and they got there just in the nick of time, 8 for 249 after 48 and a bit overs. Top of the order went fairly well. It was a 58-run opening stand between Rachel Haynes and Elisa Healy. They made 30 and 23 respectively. The skipper, Alex Blackwell, made a well-made 48, but it was Leah Poulton and Nicola Carey who steered the ship. Leah Poulton finishing on 51 not out. She's now played 99 WNCL games, and she has been a mainstay in that team for many years now. And Nicola Carey, one of the younger players in the team, she finished on 51. She was dismissed by Harris, 51 off 50 balls. Very impressive display from the youngster, and ensuring that New South Wales were able to claim victory in the 50-over format. The T20s were a little bit tighter, actually, and New South Wales lost the first one of those. And in the other games over the weekend, we'll go back to Friday, WA taking on Tasmania in Perth, with WA winning that one by 51 runs. The Friday game, ACT versus Victoria. Victoria winning that one by 65 runs. And as I said, Queensland winning by 5 wickets and a few balls to spare against New South Wales in their game from Friday. But the result has been fixed up for New South Wales, and they were able to get the result they were after with an 8-wicket victory over the Queensland side in the game played on Sunday. And it was a pretty determined effort from the New South Wales girls. They chased down a total that Queensland set. Queensland 7 for 112 off their 20 overs. Jess Johnson, the Southern Stars representative, making 47 from 43 balls. Very impressive stuff from her. Elise Perry, again, doing very well with the ball, 3 for 22. And the Breakers girls were able to come home with the chocolates inside 15 overs, 2 for 116. Poulton again scoring runs, 39 from 26 balls for her. Blackwell, 43 not out, doing the job for the Breakers. And in those other games, we had a victory for the Victorian Spirit by 8 wickets over the Meteors, and a great result for the Tasmanian Roar, an 8-wicket victory over the Western Fury in their game on Sunday. So well done to the Tassie girls. That is a step in the right direction for them in the T20 format. Well, time for the women's competition to take a little break. I think they've got a little bit of time now before things kick in again. The Southern Stars will be playing some important games coming up, and that's later this week. The Commonwealth Bank Southern Stars taking on the West Indies at North Sydney Oval on the 2nd of November. And there are a whole raft of games coming up, and thankfully Cricket Australia TV will be showing the first one, and then Gem Television will have the next couple of games, as well as Cricket Australia TV for those who don't have Gem. So plenty of great cricket coming up for the Commonwealth Bank Southern Stars, and we wish them all the best as they take on the West Indies. Well, right now we're going to get back into the music for you. Time for, let's see, what have we got here? Oh, this is a bit of Daddy Cool and Eagle Rock. You're tuned in to Extra Cover on 104.1 FM Buckets Radio.